Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we struggle here on the front lines of the borderland between right and wrong, it's sometimes difficult to tell the difference between those who are strong and those who are weak. Some of us feign strength when inside we feel weak and faint of body and soul. Others of us portray a false humility which really just thinly veils our pride. Such as it ever was, and such as it was written in the Hebrew Scriptures, was written for our instruction, so too the words of St. Paul today are written for our instruction. In the church, there are those who are weak, and there are those who are strong. Same as it ever was. The weak are tempted to despair of God's promises, and the strong are tempted to recklessly exercise their freedom in the gospel. In the Church of Rome to which Paul was writing, there was this tension between the weaker and stronger brothers, between those who were weak and those who considered themselves to be strong in the faith. These strong men lived out their freedom in the gospel, but without regard for the tender shoot of faith that was sprouting in their brothers and sisters in Christ all around them. They had fallen into the temptation of insisting on their way, on their freedom, on their rights. And this was to the harm of those who were weak in the faith. In boasting of their freedom, they had fallen into the shackles of sin as they failed to love their neighbor as themselves. And so St. Paul addresses them. I can almost hear the sarcasm in his voice. We who are strong, yes, you're so strong, I'm talking to you, consider the weak. What exemplifies the strong? Who is the strong? Is it knowledge? Does size make one great? Strength of body? Great discipline of mind and body and soul? Great wisdom? Does your great knowledge of Greek or Hebrew make you strong? Heaven forbid. Yet we may flaunt all kinds of images of strength to satisfy our own egos, but in the end, if our strength is not lived and not served to love our neighbor and to strengthen their faith, then it is they who are stronger than we. The weak teach a lesson to the strong. The meek inherit the earth. The last are made first. The dry ground is made flourishing. The desert springs with water. The little child leads them. God's grace is sufficient for you, for he promises that my power is made perfect in weakness. So Paul calls the strong to sacrifice their strength for the good of their brothers and sisters. Called to sacrifice our strength for the sake of others, St. Paul points us to the cross, where Christ did not come to please himself, but took the reproaches toward God even upon himself and for you. For your sake, for your sins of strength, for your faltering weaknesses, Christ Jesus bore the cost of sin in its entirety. Your salvation, sown in weakness, is raised to power on the third day in strength. Strength which comes to you through the gifts of Christ Jesus. The God of endurance gives you hope, encouragement through his word and through his gifts. The Holy Spirit gives you hope. He gives you hope to your weak faith as you hear time and time again the sure and certain promises of God. No doubt that in Christ Jesus we have been given a freedom from the law which liberates us to live our lives fearless in the face of sin and death and the devil. Even our own sinful nature has been slain and drowned and died in the waters of holy baptism. You are indeed set free, made strong by the gifts of God, free from your sins, and you are free in the gospel. The gates of hell are flung wide open, and you bolt out, leaping like a colt, free and in uninhibited joy. Together, the strong and the weak alike, we come into the green pastures and still waters of Christ Jesus. And as weary as you may be, as weary as you are from studying Greek, suffering illness, feeling alone, wrestling with sin, or lamenting a loss, the strength of Christ Jesus strengthens you to endure another day, to face another challenge, and to sojourn on into a time when all is fulfilled in Him. True strength, endurance, and encouragement. These are the promises of Christ Jesus for you today and every day, for you are a baptized child of God. Now, with one voice, glorify God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.